Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 81 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 81. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Corps of Army Engineers is inviting the public across the eastern portion of the state of Kansas to come out for some public educational opportunities to learn about what's going on at several lakes in northeast Kansas. As WIBW reports that according to the Corps of Army Engineers, they are planning some updates for the Milford Lake, Tuttle Lake, Clinton Lake, and Perry Lake, and say they want the public to understand what's going on and to give their public input. So far, the Corps of Army Engineers had two meetings across the area, including the Milford Lake that was back on August 2nd and Tuttle Creek Lake on August 3rd. Coming up this week includes Perry Lake on August 8th at the Perry Community Hall and Clinton Lake's meeting on August 15th at the Florey Building at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. They say some of the updates include water control, as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment also warns about the blue gene algae that we have seen across many of the lakes and reservoirs across the state of Kansas, and say they want to keep the communities safe with public health. Good America Network News.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast-talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Limited powertrain warranty valid until August 31st.
The National Sorghum Foundation has released their new scholarship winners for the upcoming 23 and 24 school year, as one student at Kansas State University has received the scholarship by the name of Landon Trout, who was awarded the title of the Daryl Rosenau Memorial Scholarship recipient. Where, according to the National Sorghum Foundation, the scholarship totals $4,500 in helping support the student's educational pursuits in the upcoming academic year. KSNC News reports that according to Trout, he is a junior at Kansas State University majoring in agronomy and is a native of western Kansas, where he grew up working on the family farm, and plans to pursue a PhD and work in research to help farmers in the future. In a statement from Jeff Dahlberg, the National Sorghum Foundation chairman, he said, quote, "The National Sorghum Foundation's mission is to foster the growth and leadership potential of passionate university students pursuing agricultural studies, which a particular focus on sorghum. In line with this purpose, we take great pride in granting scholarships to these three exceptionally deserving students and eagerly anticipate the remarkable achievements that they will make in their respective fields of study."
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The community of Kearney, Nebraska has announced more than $85 million being allotted to building a new rural medical school to help grow the healthcare workforce in rural communities across the state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the center will be partnering with the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where they say it's going to hopefully streamline the process to get more students and more quickly into the field of clinical training across the state with the ongoing nurses shortage that we are seeing in Nebraska and around the nation. According to the university, they say the 100,000-square-foot complex will allow the expansion of science-focused programs and be able to launch new programs, including the physicians and pharmacists working together, and say it will give students opportunity at UNMC to gain real-life experience. During the latest legislative session in the state, the Nebraska legislature had committed money for the operational funds to help support faculty and staff, with the university committing to raise $35 million in private funding for the construction of the building.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The 988 Lifetime has been operational for a year in Kansas. It offers 24/7 access to trained crisis counselors who can help people experiencing mental health-related distress. That could include thoughts of suicide, mental health or substance use crisis, or any other kind of emotional distress. Individuals can call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org, or if they're worried about a loved one who may need crisis support. River Valley Extension District Office recently commented on our public affairs interview on the mental health and physical health effects.
You know, mental health problems that go unaddressed can cause physical symptoms, headache, muscle aches, not being able to sleep or not getting quality sleep, being very short-tempered, very irritable, not being able to relax, very difficult to make decisions or brain fog. Those are all physical manifestations of mental health problems that are going unaddressed.
Again, anyone may reach out. The 988 Lifeline is available by texting 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
The Lifeline is not just for people who are experiencing the crises themselves or are mental health-related distress themselves. This Lifeline can be used by loved ones, friends, family members, coworkers, anyone who is worried about someone. But I think what people need to understand is that oftentimes these crises are short-lived. So just because someone might need help right now does not necessarily mean there's going to be a problem forever, or that they will need, you know, talk therapy, for example, forever. But it's important that these issues do get addressed so they don't get worse.
K-State Research and Extension is presenting a series of farm and ranch transition conferences, preparing farmers and ranchers to plan for the transition to the next generation. Four locations in Kansas will be offered. You can register for the location of your choice by August 16th. The locations are in Clyde, Delphus, Beloit, and Phillipsburg. The Clyde meeting Tuesday, August 22nd, in Delphus Wednesday, August 23rd, in Beloit, Thursday, August 24th, and in Phillipsburg, Friday, August 25th. Additional details and registration information through your local office of K-State Research and Extension. Registration fee is $15 or $45 for a family of four. Additional information is also available online through K-State Research and Extension.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. A slight chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. There will be another chance for some scattered showers on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers continue early on Wednesday, then some sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Showers continue early Wednesday night, then clearing up with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s and mid 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms possible early on Friday, then some sunshine with our highs in the mid 80s and upper 90s. Clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area this time of the year, early August, 90 degrees. Record high on this date, 113. Average low temperature this time of year, 68 degrees, while the record low is 50. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33. Sunset this evening will be at 8:33.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A thunderclap always follows a lightning flash, or does it? We will examine whether you can have one without the other on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 7th, the 219th day of the year. Actors Wayne Knight and David Duchovny were both born on this day. Summertime thunderstorms are fascinating to behold and recently prompted an intriguing question. Is it possible to have thunder without lightning or vice versa? The short answer is no. The flash and boom are created virtually at the same time as superheated air expands to create a sonic boom. That said, it's certainly possible to experience one without the other. The misnomer heat lightning is one example. Once thought to be caused by hot, muggy conditions, we now know it's simply lightning viewed from a great distance after the sound has dissipated. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. We're just weeks away from the launch of college football season around the nation. And with the week's preparation, KU and Kansas State Wildcats have started off their college football camps in preparation for the season. As KSN News reports, they have been donning the pads over the last few weeks during the extreme heat, as many were seen running the drills and practicing situations. As Kansas State looks to start off the season, coming in with big expectations after winning the Big 12 championship over TCU. At the same time, it was a big season last year for the Kansas Jayhawks, advancing to their first bowl game that they've seen since 2009. According to many experts, they say the Jayhawks are coming in strong with the best quarterback and running back duo in the nation with Jalon Daniels and Devin Neal, with Neal rushing over 1,000 yards and scoring 9 touchdowns last season, and Daniels throwing for over 2,100 yards and 18 touchdowns. The Jayhawks are starting off their season on September 1st against Missouri State. Kansas State starts on September 2nd against Southern Missouri State. But American Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9.
Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000.
More entertainment,
more attractions,
and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winners play,
Highway 77 and Newkirk.
The 89th Annual National Baseball Congress World Series is officially underway in the city of Wichita, being held at X Stadium this week as the first games kicked off on Thursday, going through this entire next week, with the championship going into Saturday next weekend. As KSN News reports, the tournament does bring in 16 different summer collegiate baseball teams from around the entire country, including teams from even here in the state of Kansas, including the Liberal BJs, where they say they've been to the tournament near 55 times, with players from all around the country coming from 20 different schools who all come to play for Liberal for the summertime. As organizers of the event, like tournament director Katie Woods, says it's something so special to have in the state of Kansas and even in the city of Wichita.
Having an event like this in one city for 89 years is really just incredible. That's not something that you see very often, and to have it be really rooted in Wichita, so to have Hap Dumont started it here, and it's always been kind of, it revolved around Wichita.
Games run from August 3rd through the 12th. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Add some color to your indoor and outdoor gardens with flowering maple. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Although not a relative of the maple, the common name was inspired by the maple-shaped leaves. You may also see this plant referred to as Chinese bellflower or Chinese lantern, inspired by the downward-facing flowers, or its botanical name, abutilon. Hardy in zones 9 to 11, it's often grown as an annual in colder climates or as a houseplant. Older varieties tend to flower in summer and fall, but newer introductions can bloom nearly year-round. Grow flowering maples outdoors in full to partial sun with moist, well-drained soil. Place them in a bright location near a window when grown indoors. Flowering maples are basically pest-free when grown outdoors, but watch for aphids, scale, mites, mealybugs, and whiteflies indoors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plant Skin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
An interstate can help connect a town to others, but it may also provide a way for motorists to zip by a place without stopping or doing business. The leaders of this town had a unique idea to get folks to still stop once the interstate arrived. Their towering solution is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Megan Hansen-Hayes says it all began with a major highway.
In the late 70s, they were doing an intercontinental highway, one of the first ones. It was joining in Blue Earth. So one of our town founding fathers, so to speak, got the idea of bringing an attraction that would get people off of the interstate into Blue Earth.
She's speaking of Interstate 90, which passes through the town of Blue Earth here in southern Minnesota. But what would lure people off the interstate and into town? The idea was tied to a longtime canning company here.
We'd had the Green Giant Canning Company for many years. So he contacted the president of Green Giant, who approved using the likeness of the giant, but said that we have to come up with all of our own funds.
Citizens began raising money very quickly, in fact.
In less than a week, he came up with the required $50,000, took it back to the company, and they said, all right. Get him built.
And when Megan says get him built, she means building their own Jolly Green Giant.
The idea of him was sent to a company out of Sparta, Wisconsin. They created him. They had to bring him over in two loads because his arms are so big, they couldn't fit on the truck with his legs and body.
So the giant came here in pieces, was assembled, and then eventually hoisted skyward. A towering man watching over a city where his vegetables are canned and labeled.
In 1978, he was ready for the world.
The Jolly Green Giant remains a landmark here. Tell you just how much so next time as we travel the countryside, Blue Earth, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Having a pond on your property has many benefits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. And when you're building a new pond, location is everything. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond. The other thing you might have is you might have a lot of fertilizer or agricultural runoff in the watershed, which can cause aquatic weed problems.
Soil composition is another significant factor, so he recommends having a soil survey done.
We rate soils based on how much water they can hold. And so they're rated in hydrologic groups A through D. So you want to kind of figure out what sort of infiltration rate you have. Because if it's too porous, if you try to make a pond that just has a bunch of rocks as the base of it, all the water is going to seep out. So you want to make sure there's some good clays that can hold the water in your pond.
Gerken says the orientation of the pond should line up with the watershed where water comes in from uphill and goes downhill out the spillway tube based on natural topography. He also advises having an emergency spillway to get large amounts of water downstream quickly and out of your pond. Don't allow any trees on the dam. When roots die, they leave holes, which degrades the dam integrity. Learn more about choosing a site for a new pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
One of my favorite games to play growing up was hide and seek. It was always such a thrill finding the perfect spot to hide. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, putting together a financial strategy might feel like a game of hide and seek. Maybe you are seeking advice on how much you should be saving. Or perhaps you're wondering where or how you should be investing your resources. And unlike being it during a game of hide and seek, you don't have to go through putting together a financial strategy alone. If you need help, consider asking a financial professional for guidance. Someone who understands how your faith and your values drive your money decisions. Together, you can come up with a strategy that reflects your current and your future goals. So take the leap today. Understand where and how you want to manage your resources so you can live out your purpose in life.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
Mark Saturday, August 19th for the Beatty Milo Festival. This annual event will feature Milo and corn exhibits. They'll have a co-ed softball tournament with food trucks and a beer garden. Enter the raffle to win a Polaris Razor as their grand prize. Saturday activities will include bounce houses, yard games, a pedal tractor pull, parade Saturday at 4 p.m. And they'll also have the Sons of Sterling performing live 7 till 10 p.m. Saturday, August 19th at the Beatty Model Festival.
We'll visit a home where some buffalo roam today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Dan O'Brien started with just 27 acres when he came to South Dakota to attend grad school. He then worked as a wildlife biologist and is a prolific writer of both fiction and nonfiction books. And in 1997, he started the Wild Idea Buffalo Company.
When I first got into this business, I went and saw a buffalo standing in a feedlot. And I said, you know, if I got to send these guys to a feedlot, I'm not going to do it. And so I had to sit down and figure out another way to do it, and we came up with a way that doesn't sound like it would work, but it does.
O'Brien says buffalo harvesting consists of a semi-tractor trailer rigged for field pre-processing. He says the meat inspector rides along.
Mobile harvester is what we call it. It's a little slower than loading stuff up in a trailer and hauling it off to the packing plant, but buffalo are a special item, and they kind of lose it when they get in a tight place, you know, chutes and things like that. And so we just eliminated that problem.
O'Brien says several like-minded large acreage ranchers partner with the company. Customers mainly find out about them online. That's at wildideabuffalo.com. More on the story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as you know, soil health is a vital starting point for a robust crop, sustainable production, and top yields. So soil health should be top of mind for growers. Here's Michael Clements.
Kelsey Schneider, field agronomist with Wilbur Ellis Agribusiness, explained soil health, the soil characteristics to look for during summer crop scouting, and ways to test and measure soil health in the quest for profitable yields in years to come.
Soil health can be described as the medium for plants and microbial life, not just from the measuring aspect, but just looking at soil health in general. You know, we look at what's in the soil. So soil has chemical properties and it has biological properties. Biological properties representing fungi, bacteria, protozoa, arthropods, all of those make up a healthy soil. Physical properties being the nutrients, the NPK, the micros, pH, calcium, magnesium, organic matter, and then the actual clay content or sand content.
As farmers are scouting crops and visiting their fields this summer, he explains how they can tell if they are working with healthy soil.
Get down and examine your soil. Stick a spade into it. Dig it up. Look at the different profiles as you go down from 2 inches down to 6 inches. And if you can go deeper, great. Things to look for when they're scouting is obviously roots. So pull up the crop. Do the roots look healthy? Are they a white, fibrous look? Do they have a lot of hairs on them? Also look for puddling in the fields. Is the water being percolated through the soil like it's supposed to, or is it standing in places where it shouldn't? When we're digging up, are we finding earthworms? Are we finding decomposing the residue from a previous year's crop? Are we seeing burn from synthetic fertilizers? You know, we also look at, is the soil compacted? When we dig that spade in, is it going in well?
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat farmers looking for high yield potential and consistency across varied conditions are choosing AgriPro brand wheat variety AP Bigfoot. Now in its second year, AP Bigfoot has demonstrated industry-leading yield potential along with acid soil tolerance and very good leaf and stripe rust tolerance. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate and ask about AP Bigfoot. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agripro-wheat.com.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington.
Saving money in your next painting project. With 11% off everything at Menards, we carry a great selection of painting products. From painting trays to brushes to rollers and more, Menards has everything you need to get the job done quickly and efficiently. Start with a six-piece premium painting kit for only $12.36 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through August 6th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The USDA's Defend the Flock Education Program offers free tools and resources to help everyone who works with or handles poultry follow proper biosecurity practices. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza viruses can severely affect domestic animal, wildlife, and sometimes human health. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, outbreaks of Eurasian lineage highly pathogenic avian influenza viruses have been impacting domestic poultry and wild bird populations in Europe and Asia since August of 2020 and has made its way to North America in late 2021 with additional virus introductions since then. HPAI cases have now been confirmed in both domestic and wild birds in numerous locations throughout Canada and the United States. The strain of HPAI now found in North America has caused extensive deaths of wild birds and commercial flocks. USDA Chief Veterinarian Rosemary Sifford talks about informational resources to help poultry producers protect their flocks from the HPAI, such as recent funding for programs and USDA's Defend the Flock campaign.
We're hoping to also use some of this funding to help us in our preparation and building our capacity to respond to these events through things like some additional biosecurity training and some additional work on developing templates for biosecurity audits and materials to help producers improve their biosecurity. Our Defend the Flock campaign is the centerpiece of our resources for producers. Lots of activities and information available online.
Once again, that was USDA Chief Veterinarian Rosemary Sifford. For information on the program, go to aphis.usda.gov and do a search for the Defend the Flock program. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Dominic, how's it going, sir?
Well, today we've got rains pushing soybeans lower here. Let's start there. September beans down 42.5 cents a bushel at 13.44.5. November beans down 31 at 13.02. Corn market holding up pretty good with the weakness in the beans. September is only down 0.75 cents at 4.83.5. December corn down 0.5 cents at 4.96¾. In the bean products, SEP bean meal down 3.40 a ton, 4.19.20. Bean oil, SEP contract down $1.19 at 64.20. Wheat market's having a good day on the back of the Russia-Ukraine war news. We've got SEP Chicago wheat up 30.5 at 6.63.5. September Casey wheat up 22 cents, 7.74¼. September spring wheat up 11¼ at 8.33¼. Rough day for livestock here today. We've got August fats down 92 cents at 179.97. October live cattle down $1.52 at 181.37. Feeders just the same. August down 2.15 at 247.37. SEP feeders lower by 225 at 251.20. In the pigs, we've got August up 52 cents at 101.55. Ock hogs, 220 higher at 85.25. Stock market today up 31 points in the S&P, 45.79. S&P up 380 at 35,533. Crude oil down 45 cents in the SEP at 82.37. For more information on these markets, just call Pluto, 877-87-PLUTO.
And that's your market information on this Monday, August the 7th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com. And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August. Cool off in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino. Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11, play Ducks of Luck and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and
Resort. Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 2023 Wheat Variety Guide from K-State Research and Extension has been completed. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre reviews what resources are included in the guide and what it can provide wheat producers.
Lots of information about disease ratings for our most popular varieties here in Kansas. We also have agronomic ratings, and we have some information about insect reactions. You've probably seen this guide. It's been published for more than 30 years here in Kansas, because this really does have a lot of additional commentary, you know, outside of those disease and insect ratings.
She explains how the K-State specialists gather information for the guide and why things change from previous years.
Yeah, so this is a kind of document that summarizes multiple years of data from this region. So we go out and we independently verify. And, you know, to put these ratings in this document, sometimes we are maybe a year behind or 2 years behind when a variety is actually released, because we just need a couple of years to actually get that Kansas data into the document here and make sure we have a good amount of confidence behind those numbers, right? I will mention that sometimes they do change, right? So we do have shifts in our rust races, for example, right? Sometimes our races evolve. And so these ratings, they can change from year to year, and we do update it pretty frequently. So if you have a favorite variety, you've grown it for several years, you're comfortable with it, it's not a bad idea to go in and just double check what the current ratings are, so you can kind of plan your management accordingly.
The guide is broken down into various sections, and Onofre discusses what is included and what people can find in each area.
We've got some information in the front, just generally about variety selection in our region. And then you'll come to these sections where we actually have variety profiles. This has a lot of the more general commentary and also those disease reactions on some of the top varieties in the state and some newer varieties. If you kind of scroll to the back of the document, and I think people use this table pretty frequently, you'll find the appendices, which have, you know, over 70 varieties kind of in a table form that give you all of the disease ratings for all the major diseases and also those insect reactions and some of those agronomic ratings. And that's much more comprehensive. I think we added 10 new varieties.
That was K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre discussing what is included in the Wheat Variety Guide for 2023. Find the guide by visiting www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a like-new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 Edition, a one-owner local trade. They have a 2017 Colorado four-wheel drive and a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the Duramax diesel and available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.